This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is, what is it, 12:39? I can't see. This is the segment we like to call Ask Adam Anything, brought to you by John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He's on our hotline.
Sort of.
But he's also right over there, so we can't talk about him. I guess we can, because it's Ask Adam Anything.
I'm not on the hotline.
That's what it says
here. I mean, you're sort of a guest on the show. I just put it in there.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
And listen, man, I just read what's in front of me, which can be terrifying at times. Hey, how are you, Adam?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
Well, we're just coming off a half an hour talking about AK-47s, and I guess a texter just wrote something.
Not AK-47s, AR-50.
Oh.
Difference.
What's an AK-47?
Those are like
automatic rifles.
I think fully automatic rifles that are military. A civilian can't own a fully automatic.
But they can own a semi-automatic.
Semi-automatic, okay. Right, yep.
A lot of people were jumping in on this, Adam, the text.
Yeah, it's very emotional. We started our show with it, and sadly, you get a lot of the same and predictable responses and nothing. And I just, if this is what it is, this is the cost of living in this country with how the rules are set up right now. This is just the cost we have to accept, that every once in a while, kids are going to get slaughtered in their classroom because of where we want to stand as a country.
Sometimes the texts are jarring. Do you agree with that? I'm asking Adam Anything.
Sometimes our texts, I'm never surprised by the text line, which is sad because sometimes there's some filth and...
Or just peculiarities. This person... I believe it says you can be religious or not religious, but what you can't do is deny that a Christian makes a better citizen than a non-Christian. It's quite evident that as America moves further from Christianity, we will see more and more of these events.
That's absurd. That is an absurd statement.
Yeah.
The world is full of many religious people, and Christians are a fraction of them. And to say that Christianity somehow makes you a better citizen, speaking as a Christian myself, is on its face absurd. Does Christianity help you, teach you morals? Of course.
Yes.
People who aren't religious also learn about morals, also learn about right versus wrong, also learn how to treat your fellow man with respect and dignity, also learn that killing people is wrong. To say that Christianity somehow has an exclusivity on the moral high ground is an absurd statement.
I agree. It is Ask Adam Anything. Time for you at 651-461-9226 to either call or text and ask Adam anything. Dave, what would you like to ask Adam?
Which means Susie didn't do any prep for this at all.
Sounds like it.
I don't know what the rules are.
You're supposed to come up with some questions to set the tone.
Is there something you're curious about?
Yeah, right.
I did not know that. I guess I don't listen to this show.
Not a surprise.
Nice fake radio laugh, too.
Shut up. Shut up, you. I don't need to prep for you. You're just a...
Okay, well, ask me a question then.
All right.
What have you been wanting to know? Serious? I mean, come at me.
All right. I'm coming. But I can't. Your father just passed. You're kind of vulnerable.
I'm okay. I'm okay. It's all good.
Is it?
You, of all people, would know, like, my father, let me just give this shout out, and I hope to, my father and the recovery community are one and, like, just tied together. And the people that have come out from the recovery community to tell me how much my father impacted them has been incredible, has been uplifting, has been heartfelt, and I am so appreciative to hear all those things.
That's awesome, 'cause we really do show up.
Yep.
When it's in the fan, you are going to be met by droves of folks from the other side. You know, I always think about spirituality. We're talking about God and helping people, mm-hmm. and Christianity, right. and higher power.
Yep.
That people in AA say they're not religious, they're spirituality. They're spiritual.
Yep.
And what's the difference? The difference is religious people try to avoid going to hell, and spiritual people have been to hell, and they're back to tell you about it.
Mm.
Because only one, like, you're all survivors of the same shipwreck.
Yes.
All right. Here's a question now that I haven't done my job. I love this. Adam, who is the best mudslinger?
Ooh.
You or Susie?
Boy. That's a good one. I don't know.
Well, mudslinger at each other or at other people?
I would assume
in general.
In general,
I think I am. I feel I do. I'm horrible. If people, if what was in my head, and it does a lot, but
I was going to say, I know where you're going with this, and yes. No. Are you trying to tell me you have a filter? Because I beg to differ. And the amount of time and the amount of times you've been busted by somebody walking into a room.
Well,
if you ever run into Susie Jones and she's got some gossip for you, avoid it, because the person she's gossiping about will inevitably walk into the room right at that time.
My God.
And then to watch Susie try to, like, what was I talking about? Is about what some of the funniest moments at this station have been. Susie getting busted and then trying to come up with reasoning what she was actually talking. We've all been there, by the way. We've all been in that situation where somebody walks into the room or somebody comes around the corner and you got to come up with an idea. Well, you know, tell you what. Anyway.
Hey, I have a quick story in that, because it's one of Steve Murphy, his favorite stories about Eleanor. Eleanor Mondale and I worked together, right, obviously. And we had a news director at the time. I'm not going to say his name. But Eleanor, she came in and she was standing in the newsroom leaning next to that side office in there. And she said, "Yeah, I heard you got a new news director." And everybody's like, "Yeah, yeah." And she goes, "Yeah, I heard he's a real a-hole." But she said a-hole, the whole word. And then Murph's like, "Oh, geez, you know, he's right there. You know, geez, he's right there." And she goes, "Eh." Like,
wow.
She didn't even care that she called him that. That's how Eleanor rolled, though. She did not care about what people thought.
She was also right, by the way.
Yeah, he was. He was a dweeb. But, you know, you can't call your news director a dweeb, can you?
There was a point where you could.
It's probably, like, better than the other one.
He started out rough, and then he became a dweeb, and I think you would have been able to tell him that.
I think, maybe. But he admitted himself was a dweeb. You know what's a good example of a dweeb? This Ask Adam Anything segment's going off the rails. Sorry.
It's kind of the point of it, but that's okay.
Okay. He told me when he first started, Adam, that his mom took him to Kohl's and got him 3 suits.
Right.
And that he had never tucked his shirt in until
this job. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying.
You can't make fun of him because his mom bought him some suits. I would love it if my mom would
I'm such a,
buy me a couple of suits.
I'm such a
mom. You ever been to Armani? Let's go pick a couple of nice suits.
I am mean. If you're listening,
you are mean.
I am. Let's go to Mike. He has a question for you. Mike is in Minneapolis. How are you, Mike?
Hi, I'm fine as far as I know.
Are you married?
Wow.
I don't think so.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, Mike, we got a love connection.
No,
Mike
is I'm checking.
Mike was a weekly caller. Mike comes up with the best questions.
Oh, go ahead. I love it.
I love you too.
Oh.
I really do. I love listening to you, Susie.
Oh, thank you.
It's great.
What do you want?
Glad you're here.
Oh, you're sweet.
My question for Adam is, what exactly does Antifa have against the fourth note in the scale?
Antifa so la ti do. That's very good. Mike is always at the top of the game, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Antifa-sol-la-ti-do?
I don't know
Antifa?
That.
They're Antifa.
Antifa.
Fa-sol-la-ti-do.
From Sound of Music.
Right.
Do a deer.
See, he stumps us.
Oh, Mike, thank you for calling.
He's always You're got welcome. It. He's always
right.
got a good one.
You're the best.
I wonder if he looks those up or if he's just that
clever. He might be that clever.
I spends all week.
Yes, right.
He's actually probably right now he's got out the scratch pad. Like, all right, March 28th, we're done. Let's look ahead to April 4th, I think.
How about this question? Adam, you wiener, how can you possibly how can you possibly hold down a job?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I've held it down quite a long time, too.
You fooled them.
I fooled them.
That's right, baby. All right, it is 12:49, and we're going to take a break, but there's more time for you to ask Adam anything after this. All right, we're back. It is Ask Adam Anything. My name is Susie Jones, filling in for Chad Hartman, who's a little under the weather. We wish him all the very best. I love these questions from people, Adam. I'm driving south on a windy winter day, and the snow is blowing across the road in front of me. When I turn west, is it still blowing across the road in front of me? Why is it always blowing across the road? I hate this question. It makes me remember those dumb math word games. The farmer went 30 miles an hour with 12 bushels of apples.
Because it's still the wind is still blowing and it's blowing the snow. Here's a question: it's late March. Why are we still talking about snow blowing around?
Well, there's an evasive.
I mean, it was 15 degrees this morning.
I know.
It's absurd. It's wrong. And don't give me the sun is shining. Oh boy. No, it's friggin' cold out. It's way too cold for this time of year.
Angle the sun, though, Adam.
Mid-September
now.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I did, though.
I got your sun angle right here, buddy.
I don't know if you can tell this or not, but I just got back from Florida, and I'm a little tanned.
Yeah,
so.
You know, you definitely haven't tanned. You kidding me?
Adam, have you watched, this is from a texter, not me, The Night Agent?
Mm-mm.
Person says it's very good. It's on Netflix.
I'll check it out. I've got a long list of stuff to get through. I'm big into, you know, Succession is out again.
Mm-hmm.
What else are we watching? Lots of stuff.
So. Question for you.
Yeah.
Steve Simpson and I were talking about this in the newsroom this morning. Do you prefer a show that you can just completely binge on, or do you not mind if you only get a new episode each week?
We led the show, this Adam and Jordana show, yesterday with this very topic.
Get out.
And I do prefer the once a week. I think people enjoy shows more when they're released once a week. I think it's there's still the collective nature of all watching together, even though, yes, you can watch it at a later date.
Yep.
But I think you savor the show a little more. You think about the show a little more as opposed to just, okay, I'm rifling through them. Or I'm going to binge them. Although I do that too. I mean, obviously, if shows are really, there's moments for that. But I think there is something still to be said for a weekly released show.
This is a game that I played for hours with my children, and I'm going to do like a little quick ask Adam
rapid
anything.
Rapid fire.
Would you rather own a Ferrari or a motorcycle?
Ferrari.
Would you rather take a beach vacation or go to the mountains?
Oh, man. This one is tough. I've always been a mountain guy. I do like the beach. Considering the shape of my body right now, I'm going to say mountains.
Would you rather...
Meaning I'm in tremendous shape to ski.
Would you rather, if you were able physically, to do the Tour de France or a marathon?
Tour de France.
Okay. If you could visit with one person, dead or alive, and I'll give you choices...
Man.
Queen Elizabeth or Barack Obama?
Queen Elizabeth.
Ah! We'll get her. Dig her up.
Jeez.
I'll do one more. Gandhi or Hitler?
Oh, just like...
Visit with them.
Oh, God. I think it's got to be like Hitler to really try to. No, that's so evil. You can't even go there. So okay. Gandhi. I thought it was like, who's your? Who do you like more, Gandhi or Hitler?
No, what do you think about that? Talk to.
Yeah, no, Gandhi.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you like cake or ice cream better?
Ice cream.
Do you like chocolate or vanilla better?
Chocolate.
Do you like cherry pie or French silk?
French silk.
Pretty good, huh?
Texter asking, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars. Oh. Star Wars is for heroes. Star Trek's for nerds.
Wow. You might be getting a few texts.
Not wrong.
Wow. Okay, we have to do a time check. Adam, thank you. It was
you betcha.
Fun.
Yeah, you betcha.
Love sharing time with you.
Uh-huh.
Godspeed, baby.
All right.
It is the Lindness Construction time check. Time to get an estimate on maintenance-free decks. We're taking a break right now. We'll do news nationally and locally and weather and traffic next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.